This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, February 20th. God's word to you today is praiseworthy. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Chronicles 20, verse 22, and it says, "At the very moment they began to sing and give praise, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting among themselves." In addition to the deadly punch of obedience, gratitude, the victory combo, the power of the Holy Spirit, the spoken word, we have the high praises of God. The high praises of God are the praises of God that you elevate and project above your life and above everything that is happening around you. Psalm 149 verses 6 to 9 say, "Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all saints. Praise ye the Lord." Praising God is a huge weapon. God attends to prayer, but he dwells in the praises of his people. When we praise God, God dwells right there. Acts 16 verses 25 to 26 say, "And at night, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was an earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed." The truth is that God can delegate the answers to prayers. He can send an angel to bring the answers to prayers. However, God personally attends to praise, because there is no angel that is worthy of receiving the praise of God's children lifted to God. In Peter's case, the believers prayed and God sent an angel. This can be found in Acts 12, 7 to 10. But in the case of Paul and Silas, God says, "I cannot send an angel. I need to show up personally because they are praising me." God entered the prison, and the prison gates opened of their own accord and chains were broken, because God was present. Imagine this. As I start to praise, God says, "Femi is praising. I need to attend to his praises and I need to dance." This is how God deals with our praises. God attends to the praises of his children personally. Paul and Silas lifted up high praises to God, even though they were in chains. People are quick to conclude that challenging times are not the right time for praising God. So instead, people give themselves to grumbling and complaining. Paul and Silas had been imprisoned and put in chains unjustly. Still, they lifted up high praises. God could not delegate the reception of their praise to anyone, so he showed up and filled the entire prison. Chains and prison doors cannot resist God's presence. Everyone, not just Paul and Silas, everyone was set free. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Praise him, praise him, the King of glory, praise him. Praise Jehovah, hallelujah, amen. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.